In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise be to Jesus Christ that we're here. I won't be long with the homily tonight. I know we need to get to rest, and probably none of you need it more than maybe Rich and Jackie and I, maybe those of you who just got in on travel. We only had, an hour and a half of sleep last night, getting in at 1:30 and leaving at 3 this morning. So the Lord is faithful. When we're talking about the Mass today, our Lord grants us the grace of looking deeply within our hearts. It's nice to have, when we're out in a very rural place, when we're out in nature, to have these nature parables and to see what our Lord brings up to you and me as we explore the wonders of nature here within this camp, within this experience that we have together. What He's really driving at us here is that each of our hearts are in different places. And because our hearts are in these different places, each of our response and the circumstances that are going around us really have strong effect as to how we receive the Word of God and how its plant and root goes within our souls and what the results there are in. All of you are called to not just be ones who give forth 30-fold or 60-fold, but indeed, you who are called here today because of the intentionality with which you're seeking to live out your faith are really called to be ones who live out the 100-fold. And so when we go away with retreat, when we come here to be His family, when we come here to be reminded of that we're not the only ones who are seeking God in a radical way, not the only ones who intentionally want to be formed after the very heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we're encouraged in this way, it's there that we're able to take what God gives us in an encouragement with one another to be able to do something even greater. We were speaking in the car ride on the way over here about some difficulties that some have with regard to predestination and the way in which how the great arch heretic Martin Luther spoke about our souls just we as ourselves, because of the weakness of our human nature, are just a pile of dung. And that God in His grace, what He does is He wants to give us something good, so He just covers us over as snow, but we still remain dung. And so His grace stays on top of us. But that's not what the Catholic Church teaches, nor is that what the truth of the Church is, not what the truth of what the Gospel is. And so I want to share with you something about our need to let God transform our lives that I was reading as we were at campfire just a moment ago. God gives each one of you, each one of us, the grace in our baptism of planting the virtues of supernatural faith, hope, and charity not on top of our souls, but rather within our souls, hidden within us. Faith, hope, and charity, even as a little baby, we have all of that living within us. God's life, His grace, His very presence moving within us. And so to allow that to penetrate more deeply into our souls, listen to what this author has to say. I don't even know how to say his name. He says, "None of the essentials, none of the good qualities in human nature must be changed. To suppress any of the good qualities in man, and there are many, is the worst thing that a Christian can do. Develop your character, your human faculties. Develop them to the utmost degree. Everything which curtails your expansion, which limits your development, which makes you narrow-minded, which you hold back from fear of something, is not in any way Christian. The complete purification from sin and evil inclinations, which with the help of God, man has to accomplish, is a very different process from the suppressing of any part of his true personality. The grace that God gives you builds upon the nature that God gives you. The grace that God bestows upon you is something that raises your natural level to something which is super nature, super and above and beyond, to be what God has called you to be. Allow the time that we spend together, the time that we have between our prayer times and whatever further development this time has for us, to take the natural gifts that God has given us and to realize that God wants to more deeply penetrate our souls so that those things that maybe you and I see that are difficulties or hardships or things that we struggle with in the moment right now, God can, by His own supernatural grace, raise to a deeper level and bring us more into the fullness of what God has prepared for you and me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.